يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا.
Then think of the day we shall summon every community with its leader. Those who are given their records in their right hands shall read the record of their doings and shall not be wronged a whit. Those who are given their records in their right hands shall read the record of their doings. The Quran repeatedly mentions that the righteous will be handed the scroll of their deeds in their right hand, and that they will rejoice looking at it and will even show the scroll to others. As for the evildoers, they will be handed the scroll in their left hand, and instead of rejoicing, they will try to hide it behind their backs. For details, see Al-Haqqa 69:19-28 and Al-Inshiqaq 84:13.
وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
Those who lived in this world as blind shall live as blind in the life to come. Rather, he will be even farther astray than if he were blind.
وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. They had all but tempted you away from what we have revealed to you, that you may invent something else in our name. Had you done so, they would have taken you as their trusted friend.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. They had all but tempted you away from what we have revealed to you, that you may invent something else in our name.
This alludes to the circumstances confronting the Prophet, peace be upon him, during the last 10 to 12 years in Mecca. The Meccan unbelievers spared no effort in trying to dissuade the Prophet, peace be upon him, from propagating his message of God's unity and enforcing him to strike some kind of a compromise with them in respect of their polytheistic doctrines and practices. In pursuance of this aim, they subjected him to a variety of tests. These ranged from trying to trick him to seducing him with various temptations, carrying out false propaganda against him, subjecting him to persecution, and by putting pressure on him through economic sanctions and social boycotts.
ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا.
Indeed, had we not strengthened you, you might have inclined to them a little.
إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا.
Whereupon we would have made you taste double the chastisement in the world and double the chastisement after death, and then you would have found none to help you against us.
Whereupon we would have made you taste double the chastisement in the world and double the chastisement after death, and then you would have found none to help you against us.
Here the situation obtaining at that time is reviewed. In this context, it is emphasized that if the Prophet, peace be upon him, struck a compromise with the forces of falsehood despite his full knowledge of the truth, he might have pleased his degenerate people, but would have incurred God's wrath and punishment both in the present life and in the next. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is also informed that left entirely to oneself, no one, not even a prophet, has the power to successfully withstand the onslaught of falsehood. One can only do so with God's help and succor. In the face of fierce opposition, the Prophet's patience and steadfastness enabled him to stand firm in his adherence to the truth, but this had been granted by none other than God himself.
وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا وَإِذَا لَا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
They were bent upon uprooting you from this land and driving you away from it. But were they to succeed, they would not be able to remain after you more than a little while.
They were bent upon uprooting you from this land and driving you away from it. But were they to succeed, they would not be able to remain after you more than a little while.
Although this was an unequivocal prediction, at the time it may have seemed little more than a mere threat. It became reality, however, within a period of 10 to 11 years. Barely more than 1 year after the revelation of this surah, the Meccan unbelievers forced the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to leave his hometown. Within a further 8 years, however, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had returned to Mecca as victor. Thereafter, in less than another 2 years, the whole of the Arabian Peninsula had been purged of polytheists. Anyone who lived there subsequently did so as a Muslim only.
سُنَّةَ مَنْ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا وَلَا تَجِدُ لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا.
This has been our way with the messengers whom we sent before you. You will find no change in our way.
This has been our way with the messengers whom we sent before you.
This has been God's way of dealing with a people who either kill or banish a prophet. Such a people are never allowed to survive for long. They were either destroyed by God's scourge, or God caused some fierce enemy to overwhelm them, or else they were overpowered by the followers of the prophet pertaining at that time.